increased taxes on cigarettes, on vaping, gas tax. All those are really regressive taxes that hit people who don't have a lot of money, and they don't need more taxes on them for sure. So that's one thing that concerns me a lot. The other thing is what you mentioned, Minnesota is, we're in the top five, I think, the fifth highest taxing state in the nation, and that's business taxes and income taxes both. And this would vault us up to third highest. And that's one record I don't want to be for Minnesota. We have to compete with Iowa, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas. And already, you know, in southern Minnesota where we live, we see businesses going across the border all the time. We're losing people. We're losing residents even when this happens. So we're kind of cutting our noses off to spite our face kind of thing when we raise taxes like that. The other thing is, in a time when many, many people are hurting, and, you know, with all these COVID restrictions that we've had, businesses are hurting. The taxes that he is raising, you call the corporate taxes, don't just hit the big businesses, who will pay more if they've been making more. You know, we have progressive taxes like that that when you make more, you pay more. You're paying a percentage off that. But not all of those are the big corporations we think of, like the Home Depots and the Amazons and so on. It's also, there are farmers that are corporations like that and other smaller businesses. So we have to be really careful that we're not punching businesses in the gut when they're down already, you know, with all these COVID restrictions. So it's a concern to me.